Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Extending President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. These are tax cuts primarily for the wealthiest Americans. It also includes ending taxes on tips and overtime, something that President Trump had campaigned on. But it also includes steep cuts to food assistance and Medicaid. We're talking about estimates that more than 11 million Americans could lose their health care coverage in the next decade. It also adds an estimated trillions of dollars to the federal deficit.
A rural clinic in Nebraska says it's already closing its doors due to the impending Medicaid cuts. President Trump wanted it finalized by July 4th. He's expected to sign it tomorrow. This is ABC News. A new report out by the CDC finds that younger Americans are getting fewer of their daily calories from fast food than they were just a few years ago. Kids ages 2 to 11 years old have seen a steady and significant decline in fast food consumption since 2013, and adults are also changing their habits.
Separate CDC reports show that 1 in 3 American adults eat fast food daily. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton would like to see that proportion fall.
And it's not to say throw out all fast food, but making healthier choices.
Sutton says most fast food menus do offer options that are lower in fat and salt.
When you get there, choosing grilled over crispy.
Or salad over fries. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The July 4th holiday getaway is on, with today the busiest travel day on the roads and at airports. Severe storms, though, could impact those plans this weekend with delays and possible cancellations of flights. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. And look for tonight, scattered showers and storms likely, mild and muggy with a low of 70, becoming sunny and hot and humid on the 4th of July. Heat index upper 90s are expected with a high of 92, and warm and sticky tomorrow night with a low of 72. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 88 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with Red Hot Buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B, oak and hickory, charcoal briquettes, plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a new two-year budget to secure federal Medicaid funding. The budget passed both legislative chambers in an unprecedented single day on Wednesday into early Thursday morning, driven by urgency to access $1.5 billion in federal funds for rural hospitals. The governor signed the bipartisan agreement early Thursday morning after it was approved by the state assembly.
It's critically important that people understand that we need to compromise when necessary. And I think that's a strength, not a weakness.
Though four Republicans in the GOP-controlled state Senate voted against the plan, five Democrats joined the remaining Republicans in voting in favor of it, including Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein. The governor says he's not disappointed in that level of support.
They have to do what they think is right, and And they, you know, everybody's kind of looking for what's going to happen in a couple of years. And so I'm not surprised. But there's a whole bunch of Republicans that supported it. So God bless them all.
The $111 billion plan includes more than $1 billion in income tax cuts, increased special education funding, and subsidies for child care. It also raises hospital assessment rates to the federal maximum. Representative Tony Kurtz issued a statement after the Wisconsin State Assembly passed the 2025-27 biennial budget. He said he voted in favor of the recrafted bipartisan budget because it, quote, makes investments in many priorities for Wisconsinites, end quote. Some highlights of what's included in the budget include funding key public safety initiatives like hazmat teams, urban search and rescue teams, and the replacement of our emergency response communication network. Increasing special education aid by more than $500 million to increase reimbursement rates to 42% reimbursement in the first year and 45% in the second year. Investing over $1 billion for transportation infrastructure, including local roads and bridges, state highways, and interstate projects, ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive with neighboring states in marketing. Over $250 million to help address the issues facing child care, including raising reimbursement rates in Wisconsin, shares, and providing bridge payments to providers until the new elementary school readiness program is implemented. Nearly $1.5 billion in tax cuts, including allowing a portion of retirees' income to be tax-free, and expands the second bracket. Targeting investments to support accessible and affordable health care, including funds to rural hospitals, free and charitable clinics, and responding to the critical workforce shortage facing the health care industry. Providing funding for improvements to the state's parks and recreational areas to ensure residents can enjoy natural spaces. And making critical investments to support and improve the criminal justice system through increasing wages for district attorneys and public defenders and additional support for the circuit court system. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service issued two public health alerts Wednesday. The first is for ready-to-eat beef jerky stick products that may be contaminated with plastic. The affected products are no longer available for purchase. The beef jerky stick products were produced on May 27th and have an 18-month shelf life. The products are 6.9-ounce bags containing six 1.15-ounce vacuum-sealed packages containing Riverbend Ranch original beef stick and packages containing Riverbend Ranch jalapeno beef stick with a Best Buy date of 11/27/2026. The products bear EST47282 on the back of the label. The problem was discovered after the firm notified FSIS that it received consumer complaints reporting transparent pieces of plastic in the beef stick products. FSIS is concerned that some products may be in consumers' pantries. The second recall is for Kraft Heinz Foods Company, which is recalling over 367,000 pounds of fully cooked turkey bacon products that may be adulterated with Listeria monocyted genes. The turkey bacon was produced from April 24th through June 11th. The following products are subject to the Kraft Heinz Foods Company recall: 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages of Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original and Universal Product Code 07187154-8601, printed on the packaging under the barcode, used by dates ranging 18 July 2025 to 02 August 2025, and lot code RS40. 36-ounce packages containing three 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages of Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original and Universal Product Code 07187154-8748, printed on the packaging under the barcode, used by dates ranging 23 July 2025 to 4 September 2025, and lot codes RS19, RS40, or RS42. And 48-ounce packages containing four 12-ounce vacuum-packed packages of Oscar Mayer Turkey Bacon Original and UPC 07187154-8793, printed on the packaging under the barcode and used by dates ranging 18 July 2025 to 4 September 2025, and lot codes RS19, RS40, or RS42. The products, subject to recall, bear the USDA mark of inspection on the front of the label. All products in both recalls were shipped to retail locations nationwide. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illness due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced that the county is officially live with its new public alert and notification system, transitioning from the Nixo platform to Everbridge, a global provider of critical event management solutions. Everbridge will now serve as the county's primary tool for distributing emergency alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other urgent events. Notifications will be sent through multiple channels, including voice calls, text messages, emails, and the Everbridge mobile app. Everbridge will operate as an opt-out system, utilizing its Resident Connect feature to pull in publicly available landline and mobile numbers to expand coverage. Residents who do not wish to receive alerts can choose to opt out at any time. The system may deliver calls from 608-637-5266. Residents should be aware that these calls are legitimate and part of the official Vernon County Everbridge alert system. As with any major system transition, some fine-tuning is expected in the early stages. Officials ask for your patience as they continue adjusting settings and optimizing the system to ensure accuracy, reliability, and relevance in every alert. If you were previously subscribed to Nixle, you may need to resubscribe to Everbridge depending on where you live. Vernon County residents need to take no action. However, those that live outside of Vernon County and would like to receive Everbridge alerts should register by following the link member.everbridge.net/index/101-6033-569-66946. For more information or to manage your alert preferences, visit VernonCountyWI.gov or Everbridge.com. A man was arrested following an attempted theft. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a male subject attempting retail theft from a business on East Leffler Street in the city of Dodgeville Wednesday night around 10:45. The subject then fled the scene on foot and was later located by the Dodgeville Police Department with assistance from Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. Aaron M. Faga, 26, of Madison, was arrested on an out-of-state warrant. He was transported to the Iowa County Jail to await transfer. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He died Sunday after being shot in the line of duty 1 week ago today. Visitation will take place Friday, July 11th at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. The funeral service will follow. Officer Corder will be laid to rest at Wisconsin Memorial Park with a Milwaukee Police Department honor guard standing watch until his burial. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration is underway at Fireman's Park. Concession stands are open and Doc's DJ is playing music until 10:30. There is also an old-timers baseball game tonight at 8. Tomorrow morning, there will be a marketplace featuring local vendors from 7 until 4. Angela Larson is the chairperson of the Lone Rock Celebration.
Currently, we have Gina's Creations. We'll have Party Light, Candles and Accessory, King's Honey, North Earth Crystal and Gifts, Forever Wood Turning, Emma's Veggies and Baked Goods, and then Kelly Quinn has some paparazzi and some other Color Street, Red Aspen Nail, Tupperware type of things, and then Inspired Nutrition, and I believe there will probably be a couple more.
The 5K Water Walk Run will be held at 8. After the walk run, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade, barbecued chicken will be served in 2 locations.
Down at the fire department, the EMS is cooking the chicken this year. And then we also have the First Lutheran Church making their chicken, and that will be down at Fireman's Park. That's always good. Churches take turns each year who's doing it, so they get the benefit from that. And the EMS always does a fantastic job, and the fire department, they always help out and want to do that.
At 1, a sand wrestling tournament hosted by Top Dogs Wrestling will be held at the Fireman's Park Volleyball Court. Doc's DJ will start playing music at 5, and fireworks will be shot off starting at dusk. There also will be Tenango, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. For more information, go to LoneRock4thOfJuly.org. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration is underway and will be held through tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. Greg Webster, Shalani, and Joe is currently performing until 8, and the Corey Farley Band will follow from 8:30 until 11. Tomorrow morning, the Firecracker Run starts at 8, with registration starting at 7:30. More info about the run can be found at BoscobelFirecrackerRun.com. The Giant Street Parade steps off on Wisconsin Avenue at 8. Registration will be held at the fire station from 10 until noon. Thunder Showers Bounce Houses will be from 1:30 until 7. The band Countryfied will play from 3 until 7. And Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis courts from 7 until 9. The highlight of the evening will be the fireworks show at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be sold both days. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Boscobel. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Boscobel and get moving again.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a sunny and hot one today. High temperatures tapped 90 degrees, and now showers and storms are sparking up, especially in Iowa and moving their way over here. Chances remain throughout the late afternoon, into the early evening, and overnight, too. That's because a warm front is draped right over us. So these storms will be firing up right along it, and as it moves slowly off to the east and pushes north, it'll give us a break by the morning. We could see some large hail possibly in some of these storms, and also some high wind gusts. Overall, though, I'd say the storms would probably pack some quarter-size hail, and winds could reach about 60 miles per hour. That, of course, could knock down some limbs, and it could cause power outages. And we don't want that, because the heat stays with us tomorrow, too. We get a few degrees warmer, hitting about 92 degrees, and with the humidity in the 70s, it's going to be feeling more like a heat index of the upper 90s. So not quite as hot as the last heat wave, but still right up there. With all of us probably outside enjoying the festivities and spending many, many hours out there than we usually do, be sure to keep hydrated and stay cool. Take frequent breaks in the shade, because at night, it's not going to be any relief. It stays warm and sticky tomorrow night for the 4th of July. Lows only bottom out in the low 70s. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. It'll really feel more like about 80. Don't forget about those mosquitoes. We stay very warm and sticky still into Saturday. Highs reach the upper 80s, and then the cold front moves through. It'll drag in showers, storms, and some relief in the temperatures and humidity. That should arrive by midday. Rain, storms continue throughout Saturday night, and then by Sunday, it's much more comfortable with clearing clouds and highs at about the low 80s. Monday, it'll be sunny and summery, comfortable still, low 80s for highs, dry conditions, picture perfect. And then on Tuesday, more clouds start to filter in as the next front moves by. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 87 degrees after a high today of 92 and a morning low of 61. Yesterday's high was 90 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2012 is 95 degrees with a record low of 43 that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 64. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.03 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 87 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a preview of tonight's area baseball broadcast.
We will be on the air next hour with a home talent baseball broadcast from Arena. The Aces are playing host to Hollandale. Arena is managed by Nick Larson.
No, it was actually supposed to be a Friday 1 o'clock game, and with it being the fourth, and we kind of made some phone calls and thought maybe we kind of need to play Thursday night to people. A lot of things going on local and on Friday, and we know Arena is a good baseball community, and we got great concession stands, and I would imagine it's going to be a real nice crowd. I'm sure Hollandale will travel well as well. So I don't know. We did bump the game up to 6:30, so being a 9-inning game, so it'll be nice. Might be a little warm to start out, but as the evening sets in, it should be a great night for baseball, providing Mother Nature holds off for us.
Arena manager Nick Larson will be on the air with that one. Pregame time around 6:15 tonight from Arena, and then Hollandale plays Arena on the radio tonight. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Hard-throwing rookie Jacob Mizorowski took his first career loss as the Brewers split a doubleheader against the Mets yesterday. A grand slam by Joey Ortiz powered a 7-2 victory in the first game, but Mizorowski surrendered a grand slam and a solo shot in the nightcap as Milwaukee lost 6-3. Freddy Peralta got the pitching win in the opener. Sal Frelick and Isaac Collins also homered, with Collins going 4-for-4. Jose Quintana starts tonight as the Brewers go for the series win, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 6:10, with the pregame starting at around 5:35. He might go home to Portland or wind up signing with the Golden State Warriors. There's much speculation on what's next for guard Damian Lillard after he was cut this week by the Bucks. Multiple sources say that Lillard is happy about the development that makes him essentially a free agent who can simply choose where he wants to play when he recovers from an Achilles injury. He lived in Portland for most of his career, and he was born in Oakland, where the Warriors play. Packers CEO Mark Murphy completes his 18-year run of leading the only publicly held NFL franchise 3 weeks from tomorrow. Murphy will be succeeded by Ed Policy. During this tenure, Murphy ran things like the team won a Super Bowl, made its way through two challenging quarterback transitions, and underwent big changes at head coach and general manager. Renovations to Lambeau Field and the development of the Titletown District led to Green Bay hosting the 2025 NFL Draft. And legendary Wisconsin women's hockey star Brianna Decker is headed for the Hockey Hall of Fame. Decker will be inducted in Toronto next November. She becomes the first UW women's hockey player to be honored that way. She skated for Coach Mark Johnson's team from 2009 to 2013, leading the way to a 2011 NCAA National Championship as a sophomore. She is the third leading scorer in program history with 115 goals. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All About Pets is a service of Strengths. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strengths has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strengths, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strengths does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strengths has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strengths, your trusted partner today and always.
With this Friday being the 4th of July and the start of summer picnics, barbecues, and other gatherings, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following summertime and holiday reminders. First, make sure that you and all of your fellow picnickers remember that human foods are not meant to be eaten by pets. Likewise, pets should never be given alcoholic beverages. And finally, if you know that there will be fireworks at a get-together, leave your pets home. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society wishes you and your pets a fun and safe 4th of July and summer season. All About Pets is a service of Strengths, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle were higher Thursday. Hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on short covering and technical buying. Unknown bought old crop U.S. soybeans ahead of the open, along with old and new crop soybean meal. Near-term development weather looks mostly favorable in many key growing areas. August beans were up 2 cents at 10.55 and a half, and September was 1.5 higher at 10.41 and a quarter. August soybean meal was up 60 cents at 277.40. August soybean oil was down 47 points at 54.55. Corn was modestly higher, monitoring development conditions with some help from solid demand. Unknown bought old crop U.S. corn Thursday morning, while the weekly new crop sales were solid. September corn was up 2.25 at 4.20 and a quarter, and December was 3.5 higher at 4.37. And wheat was mixed, mostly lower. There could be more near-term winter wheat harvest delays in parts of the Central Plains, but the trade is still expecting solid progress. Drought conditions have expanded in some spring wheat growing areas. September Chicago was down 70 and a quarter at 556 and three quarters. September Kansas City was 6 and a quarter lower at 536. September Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was down 1 3/4 cents at 647 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher on technical buying. That was despite a bearish round of direct business during the week. August live was up $1.60 at $214.05, and October was $1.20 higher at $210.90. August feeders were up 47 at $309.50, and September was 50 higher at $309.37. And hogs closed mixed, adjusting spreads ahead of the long holiday weekend with markets closed Friday. August was down $1.80 at $106.10, and the October contract was 90 cents lower at $92.10. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock business after this brief break.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with Wipol. Create a family communication plan with your tita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Rack cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet on Thursday. Deals for the week were at $368 to $370 dressed in the north, which was steady to $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Southern live deals were marked at $222 to $224, steady to $2 lower than the previous week's business. Boxed beef closed sharply lower and lower. Choice down $5.11 at $389.75. Select was $1.87 lower at $378.44. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 10,000 on the week. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.85 with a weighted average of 110.21. The Iowa Minnesota closed 92 cents lower with a weighted average of 110.59. And the Western Corn Belt was down $1.24 with a weighted average of 110.92. Pork values were lower, down 54 cents at 110.21. And estimated hog slaughter was 407,000 head, down 66,000 on the week. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The U.S. House has passed President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, and many ag groups say it includes several key wins for the industry. Ryan Yates is with American Farm Bureau Federation.
It is a big win for farmers and ranchers. You've got $65.5 billion will be invested in commodity programs, crop insurance, conservation, trade, specialty crops, the orphan programs. I mean, this bill delivers big.
More news is next.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
Economics and policy expert with the National Cotton Council says cotton growers are pleased with farm program updates included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Jody Campici tells Brownfield a reference price boost was needed because of the rise in production costs.
Right now, it's set at 36.7 cents per pound. In the bill, it's set to increase by 14% to 42 cents per pound. And, you know, when we basically calculate the seed cotton payment, it ends up being about $86 per acre higher. That's for the 25 crop.
Missouri's attorney general says he started an investigation of the Grain Belt Express. Andrew Bailey tells Brownfield the investigation is happening to help protect Missouri consumers and agriculture.
Grain Belt Express sold off as a Green New Deal program based on certain assumptions: funding levels, job creation, the ability to supply power to Missouri that would reduce costs for Missourians, and they delivered on none of those promises.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tipstock Auction Realty. Reminder, close on Thursday at 12 noon, and we will be closed all day Friday, July 4th. Have a happy holiday. Machinery, gates, feeders, and more online only ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres located in Bagley, Wisconsin. Online only auction up and running right now. Check out our website for more details. We have real estate agents looking for listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
A mix of weather and patterns across the U.S. has impacted the country's winter wheat harvest. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. From Kansas to Ohio, storms have battered wheat fields in some areas. In this episode, learn more about how to prevent disease pressure for next year's crop because of adverse weather conditions. You can learn more about what to do coming up next on Brownfield.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Kansas State University Extension Wheat and Forage Specialist Romulo Lulato says winter wheat harvest is in full swing, but has come with some challenges.
All that rain really delayed harvest, right, and caused some yield and quality loss to our crop as well. So there are many things that producers may be going through now as they harvest the wheat crop, and also things that will impact the next wheat crop because of everything that is going on right now. Right, so perhaps the main thing that we are seeing, right, of course, all this rain caused some lodging across the state, and that has also contributed to slowing the harvest down, right? But perhaps one of the things that should be priority on everybody's mind is the amount of grain shattering that we are seeing.
He says that will allow for volunteer wheat and acts as a grain bridge, which could contribute to wheat streak mosaic virus pressure.
That virus, it's transmitted by a tiny little mite that we call wheat curl mite. And that wheat curl mite, it doesn't live for too long. It just lives for a few days, 5 to 10 days, right? But it does reproduce a lot in that short time that it is alive. And so it needs a green bridge in order to reproduce.
Lulato says the virus can impact the next crop.
If we don't control it, whenever we plant our next crop here in a couple months or a little bit more, then those wheat curl mites can migrate from the volunteer wheat, the new crop, within an area of probably 2 or even more miles, right? And then they can infect the next wheat crop with that complex of virus. I'm calling it wheat streak mosaic virus, but it really is a complex of 3 different viruses. And once the plant is infected, there's not really much we can do.
He says getting volunteer wheat under control is the biggest factor.
Our recommendation is 2 weeks before you plant your new crop, that volunteer wheat needs to be dead, right? It needs to be brown. So because that we really try to break that breach, right? So that's our main recommendation. And whenever we say it needs to be dead, we need to consider that some herbicides like glyphosate may take some time to act. That plant may be dying for a good 10, 12 days. And so that application needs to be done well beforehand.
And Lulato says there are some wheat varieties that have some defense against diseases. I'm Kellen Havikin, and this has been Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Ever caught a bus floating down the river? Ever looked in her eyes and seen forever? Ever smelled the air right after the rain? Ever gone back home just when mama's cooking? Ever hit that shop when everybody's looking? Ever felt that rush from a leap of faith? Yeah, don't get better than.
Sunset crushing gales, little meaty greetings.
cause there's just so many in the sky. Don't they look good tonight? Sunday morning, ever go all in when you're free falling? Feel like you're right where you're meant to be, like you and me.
Turns out, oh, I was was Chris Young was Looking For You. Before that, we had Low Cash with Don't Get Better Than That, right here on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing a little bit of music until around 6:15, and that's when we'll have the pregame for Home Talent League Baseball, which features Hollandale at Arena, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, and the first pitch will be at around 6:30. Hoping you are having a great Thursday evening. I always have to pause a little bit after having Wednesdays off. I have to make sure I got the day right. But anyways, hoping each and every one of you are keeping cool out there as well. We got those heat indexes up to about 97 right now with a temperature of 89 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And our time is 5:50 on this third day of July, one day away from Independence Day, and hope everybody's having a great time, and welcome to everybody from out of the area, thank you for making WRCO a part of your day while you come and visit Wisconsin for the 4th of July. And they're talking about maybe some storms tonight. We'll have to see what happens. Kind of looked at the radar. Looks like there might be some coming in at 7, but you know, that can always change too. But if we do have anything come in, we'll keep you up to date and let you know what happens. Hopefully we don't, or at least until the hometown league baseball game and all the activities that are going on in the area are complete. That way nobody will get rained upon, and you'll have a great day in southwest Wisconsin and in Richland Center. So just wanted to let you know that the Bosco Bell Firemen's 2025 July 1st celebration is currently underway, and that's being held at Crown Sage Park. And that's this year's theme is Proud to Be an American. And the playing right now is Greg Webster, Chelany, and Joe, and they'll be good performing until 8. And then the Corey Farley Band will be on stage from 8:30 until 11. Also going on tonight, the the Lone Rock Farmers Market is held, and that's being held until 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130. Follow the Lone Rock Farmer Market Facebook page for updates on what's happening at the market. And while you're down in Lone Rock, also the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration is going on. Right now there is music and concession stands open, and tonight features an old-timers baseball game, which will begin at 8 o'clock.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Boscobel is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Boscobel or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hank, you just launched a bottle rocket out of your grill.
It's called multitasking, Phil. Cooking brats and blowing stuff up.
You just gave a neighbor's cat a perm.
Well, now it's a firework in a hair salon. Boom. Double the fun, Phil.
Next year, I'm wearing a helmet and moving out.
Don't be like Phil and Hank. Light it right or leave it to the pros. A safety message from WRCO Radio.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop, six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, road lives, roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a hundred on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it. One day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be. Kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.